Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Today I want to take a few minutes to share with us from the fifth church. The church of Sardis. So when you look in Revelation chapter 3, from verses 1 to 6, Jesus was talking to the church in Sardis. The word
Sardis
means remnant. Or those who remain. Or the escape of the remnant. Now this church represents the church age, where there was a lot of persecution. And there was apostasy. People were renouncing the faith, renouncing
Jesus.
Because things had become so difficult. People were turning their back to the Lord Jesus. But there was a remnant. There was a group of people who decided that as for us, we will not follow them. In these last days also, there are many who are turning their backs on the Lord. There are many who are saying that I will not serve God anymore. Some of them are not saying it with their mouth, but with their actions, with their behavior, you realize that these ones have turned their backs on the Lord. But we will not be part of them. We are part of the remnant who have decided that we are serving the Lord with all that is within us. And there is no way we will turn back. I said there is no way we will turn back. There is no way we will turn back. Because the grace of God is abundant unto us. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So when you look at what Jesus was talking about in Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 and 2,
Hebrew form,
the New King James says,
New King James,
God who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets,
as
in these last days spoken to us by his Son, who is heir of all things. In these last days, the Son himself is speaking to us. Jesus himself is speaking to us. And one of the things he's telling us is the things that have been written in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So Revelation chapter 3, we'll share up to a point.
And we'll stop.
Because I'll be using the
NLT,
we'll take it from there. But I want to read the message translation first, then we'll go back to the
message.
The Bible says, write this to Sardis, to the angel of the church,
or the pastor of the church.
The one holding the seven spirits of God in one hand, and the firm grip on the seven stars with the other. He speaks, I see right through your work. I see right through your work. I see right through your work. You have a reputation for vigor and zest. But you are dead. Stone dead. Verse 2. Up on your feet. Somebody say up on your feet. Take a deep breath. Maybe there is life in you, yes. But I wouldn't know it by looking at your busy work. Nothing of God's work has been completed. Your condition is desperate. Think of the gift you once had in your hands. The message or the word of God that you heard with your ears. Grasp it again and turn back to God. If you pull the covers over your head and sleep and sleep on
oblivious to God.
I'll
return when you least expect it. Break into your life like a thief in the night. Who will be asleep when Jesus comes? I hope there is nobody here. We are not talking about physical sleep. But spiritually, you are just inside some. You are just going and coming some. May Jesus not come and find you in such a state. Then he says you still have a few Christians in Sardis who have not ruined themselves wallowing in the mark of the world's ways. They'll walk with me on parade. They've proved their worth. Conquerors will march in the victory parade. Their names indelible, never erased. I'll lead them up and present them by name to my Father and his angels. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Can you picture it?
Jesus will present you to his Father
by name. You see, a new name will be given to you. But we are not talking about that yet. He will present you and say, this is
Samuel.
This and this and this is what he did. This is how he served you. This is
Lordina.
This is how she served you. This is Kwame. This is how he
served
you. Present you by name individually. That shows that God knows us.
Hey!
He knows us more than some of our family members do. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God.
So, let's look at it from the NLT.
NLT
and I'll share a few things
with us. Thank you, Jesus.
From the NLT, verse 1 says, write this letter to the angel of the church in
Sardis.
This is the message from the one who has the sevenfold spirit of God and the seven stars. I know all the things you do. Pause. Think about it. Jesus said, I know all the things.
Jesus Christ said, "You may hear ye no. The ye ni sumo, the ye ni high mo ina unim."
I know all the things that you do.
Was saying, "You may hear ye ina was unim."
Somebody say, "Oosh,
oosh."
The New King James says, "I know your works."
Was saying, "Ni mo nyuma."
Then he continues to say, "And that you have a reputation."
Was saying, "Wabamu hudeuru."
Or a name. For being alive.
Like,
but you are dead. That is very serious. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So Jesus introduces himself as he always does to the
churches.
He said, I am the one who have the seven spirits of God. What are the seven spirits of God? Isaiah 11:1. The Bible says, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse. And the branch shall grow out of his roots. Now these are the seven spirits of God. It doesn't mean that God is made up of seven different spirits. It is one spirit, but these are the factors in the spirit. It says the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon
him.
The spirit of the Lord. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of counsel. The spirit of might. The spirit of knowledge. And the spirit of the fear of the Lord. So Jesus was introducing himself. That this is the kind of spirit I am. This is the kind of God I am. I have all these seven spirits. So there is nothing that can be hidden from me. I mean, you can't hide anything from me. From the spirit of the Lord.
No.
Wisdom, knowledge, I have all knowledge. And I have all might to even deliver you from what you are going through. That is the spirit I am. Then he says, I'm holding the seven stars in my right hand. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
In Revelation chapter 1, verse 20, to save time, Let me read the second part. It says the seven stars
are the
angels.
Or
the ministers. Or the servants. Or the pastors. Of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands are the churches. So when Jesus said, I'm holding the seven stars in
was
my hand,
he's
saying that I'm speaking to these seven churches, but I have their pastors in my hand. So if I can direct them and lead them in the right direction, and if they will allow me, then the church will also go in the right direction.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So daddy is a star.
Hallelujah.
In daddy's hand. You see, the celebrities, they are not the real stars.
And
you
won't know, huh? When they will TV soon,
the pastors God has put in charge of his churches. They are the real stars.
One only instrument was sharing with Radin.
I'm holding them in my hand. I am keeping them. Because they are in my hand, I can direct them.
Me to be
I can speak to them.
To be
I can tell them what to tell the church.
I
can tell them what to do. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So when you look at this verse, the Bible says that you have a reputation. You have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. That means when people look at you, what people think, what people see, this is a very spiritual person. This person is alive. This person is full of fire. Because the person can come to church and shout and jump around. But in the secret place, the person is not like that. So what Jesus was addressing
what can he say?
Was a case of hypocrisy.
Pretending
to be what you are not. And when you look in the Bible,
so
one of the things Jesus always stood against
was
hypocrisy. The
scribes
and the Pharisees.
He kept on calling them hypocrites.
Outwardly, you seem spiritual. But in reality, you are dead. Outwardly, you look spiritual.
And it's also the answer we are home money.
You can sit down quietly
and
look at, like an angel. But when you leave the church,
you
become a tiger. And people wonder whether you are the same person. So people have some impression about you. Some time ago, there was this movie or something series they used to show, Keeping Up Appearances
Keeping Up Appearances.
And there was this family who always wanted to behave as if they were rich and they were,
the way they would dress.
Then when they get back home,
and so
Jesus was speaking against hypocrisy.
Yes, Christ no etienya chim.
You see, people can look at us on the outside and feel that we are doing well.
Now what Jesus say? Ah, ni so bread
there was some
yami.
Yes,
Christ so ashame ade na ohun, ohwema brabo ade na ohun. Ano na ohun
here. That is more important.
Ano na ohun here.
When he sees you,
so ohwema kuma mu a.
In the secret place,
where
that is the real you.
And no name me ankasa.
We have been told that reputation is what people see.
And say about you.
That is the one you show to your wife. Let me not go there. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
But Jesus is saying that, you see, you look like you are alive, but you are dead. My testimony is that you are dead. Ah, may the Lord help us. These Pharisees, they were going about in their long gowns. Holier than thou. And people were greeting them. But Jesus said they were devouring widows' houses. But Jesus is saying that you have a reputation.
Yes, Christ was saying, you
have a name.
That
you are alive. But you are not alive. You are dead. You look like a prayer papa. But you are dead.
Shh.
You You look like you know the word, but you are dead. You look like you can worship, but you are dead. You look like you can win souls, but you are dead. There are many things you are doing for people to see, but in reality, you are dead. Creating impressions.
Oh, chese, impressions.
Creating impressions.
Only impressions.
Sometimes you want to appear before people in a particular way. But Jesus says, I know the real you.
Yes, Christ will say,
be a revived you.
Amen.
A sincere you.
Amen.
A holy
you.
That others will see.
Ah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because what is inside will also come out on the outside. When we don't know or we feel that we are alive but we are actually dead, then nobody can help us. Because you feel that, oh, Charlie,
me.
Do you know me? When it's like that, then nobody can know.
So what is sad? You'll be into him.
But when we acknowledge that even though I look like this, these are the challenges I am having. These are the problems I'm having.
Then
somebody can rise up and help.
Now, be into me. Sorry, Abuawo.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There was a story of a man who fainted in front of a chop bar. When he fainted and he was lying
there,
they thought he was dead.
No, Caswell.
So they came. Hey, what has happened to the man? Then people started talking, giving
counsel.
Do this. Pour water on him. Maybe he's not dead. Then somebody said, this is a chopper.
Oh, say,
let's give him water, then let's give him some food. Then the man looked at them and said,
Yes, sir.
For people to think you are dead and later realize that you are alive, that for them to think that you are alive and not knowing all the while you are dead,
it's
a very serious thing. Because possibly by the time it is realized that you are dead, it's
really
it says, wake up, rise up,
sorry,
and do something.
Sorry.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
When we're in the north, we realize that they used to lay people in state in a different way. Around here, they'll put you on a bed. Sometimes I imagine how. Many years to come. But over there, they will sit the person up, put the person where a smock.
Put the person
in a smock and sit the person on a chair. So if you don't know exactly, so the first time we saw it, we said, is that a chief? What
they
put him on a high something. And so, what is happening?
So,
ma'am,
then
they say, the guy is dead.
Well, wukra. Hey.
That is how they lay them in.
Sana wade down otia kunya so no
si so. So the guy is dead.
Nipa kura wu.
But he was looking alive.
And so what is obi otia se
wo. Sometimes you see some people. When they lay them in state, you think the person is sleeping. Still looking as handsome.
And
still looking as beautiful.
Just say, come on,
the person is dead.
Nipa kura ne wu.
But it looks as if.
And so asa wada.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
But it is better.
Yes,
for somebody to think that, oh, this one,
is so weird,
somebody to be lightly
esteemed.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The Lord will help us this morning. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
But I want you to know that it's not too late. It's not too late. Jesus says, strengthen the things that remain that are about to die. You look at your life. You realize that there are many areas of my life that are dead. Things are not going the way they should. Spiritually, I'm not going forward. Spiritually, I'm not doing well. The Bible is saying that it's not too late. Even if you are dead, you can rise up again. You can come back again. You can go back to your prayer life again. You can go back to your Bible study again. You can go back to winning souls again. You can go back to pleasing the Lord again. You can go back to living a holy life again. You can go back and break that relationship again. And tell the Lord that I'm living for you. I'm living for you. It is not too late. I said it is not too late. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He says, I know your works. And he says, strengthen the things that remain. Can you examine your life? Which areas am I doing well? Which areas am I not doing well? It's like those areas are ready to die. He says, strengthen them. He says,
strengthen them.
There are some of us. We pray. We study the word. We come to church. But there may be an area that you need to strengthen. There are other people too. You don't pray. You can't remember the last time you opened your Bible. You can't remember the last time you won a soul. But as for coming to church, you are coming small. He says strengthen that part. When that part is strengthened, you become more consistent.
Hallelujah.
When we were in secondary school, there are some of us. Me, I went to a girl's school. And you realize that, but at certain points in your life, in secondary school, your underskirt. You have worn it and worn it. You have washed it and washed it. And it gets to a point. The elastic in it is so loose.
It is be boxer shorts.
Or maybe it's a boxer shorts. Or even an ordinary skirt that has elastic. You have washed it, sir. You have worn it,
sir.
The elastic is loose. You wear it, then it's coming down. So there is a strategy. You get a blade. You cut, make a small cut. Those who have not been in secondary school, you don't understand what
secondary
I'm
school, who be that?
You make a small cut. Then you pull the elastic.
Then
you tie it. Then when you wear it, it will stay. In primary school, there were some boys. Their pens, you see, those days it was only big pen. And the pen, I don't know what they do to the pen. It was always pen the boys. The pen gets scattered before you realize it's broken here, Then they'll use rubber band to hold
the pen.
And they are still writing What they are doing is that the skirt is ready to die. But we are strengthening it. The pen is ready to die. But we are strengthening it. I want to tell somebody this morning that there may be various areas in your life that are not going well. But there are one or two or three or four or five areas that you see that they are still alive. But they are ready to die. Strengthen them. As you strengthen them, it begins to affect other areas of your life. And before you realize, you are the strong Christian God.
We are talking about revival.
The Lord wants to revive us.
He
has revived many of us this morning. And he's giving you fresh strength. The areas that are weak are being strengthened in the name of the Lord Jesus. He says, wake up from your sleep.
Wake up from your sleep.
Strengthen those areas. And
a
lot of times, it's because we are asleep
and
things begin to die around us without us noticing it. But may the Lord help somebody to wake up from your sleep.
Wake up from your slumber.
Looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
Need any surgical instruments, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. AC Boche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmo manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp AC Boche Ventures on 0246 323260 or 0205 548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. AC Butcher Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the Conference Hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yinam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM underscore 2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220 85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.